Welcome to the Perfect Storm. Today we have Justin at home. And where's Phil?
Where's Phil? That's the perpetual question. He's actually at a spelling bee at the Canberra Christian School today, helping them out there, so couldn't join us.
He's like a master speller, isn't he?
Yeah, a genius.
Genius level speller.
Yeah.
That's actually why he's on the show. It's what I struggle with the most, so Phil's back up.
No, I'm worse than you at spelling, mate.
Okay. Some really good comments. Well, what have you been up to this week?
Boy, funeral, up in Wauchope.
Lots of driving.
Lots of driving, mate, but lots going on too, but good things. So we're praising God for all the good things.
And, that's it.
It's been sleeting here overnight. It's very cold.
Yep.
And raining. Got 70 mil of rain. It's awesome.
Yep. Our friend Jared in the comments says, awesome show as always, team. Well, Jared, it would be more awesome if you were down here running the desk. So let us know when you're moving down. Cassandra said that was too short. She noticed that Phil ended us a bit early last week. She's a little disappointed.
We had to step into a board of directors meeting, and we were under the pump. As usual, we have no time.
Chris is telling you it's X-Men Marvel movies that you were referring to last week.
I couldn't think of it at the time, but it is X-Men.
Mm. Yeah. And then they've given us a list of Elon's kids' names, which are unpronounceable.
And you have to agree with me, Kyle. I was correct.
Techno Mechanicus, Exa Dark Side Rail.
He's the greatest engineer of our age, possibly in the history, but he's also a little out there.
He's not normal. YouTube channel called Strange Normal by Brad Burnham, who is an Adventist who talks about UFOs and current events. I don't know if I could recommend that or not because I haven't seen it.
No, we've got to be careful. We're on the edge as bad as it is.
Kyle better not be leaving the show. Not happy, Jen. Well, thank you, Chris Cassandra. It's good to have one fan in the crowd. And she also says, Lorman, you are tired. And they are called UAPs.
I was last week.
Yeah.
Okay, he was. What else is new?
She thinks Phil is funny and... Yeah, there was some other good comments. Here we go. Telling the lady to leave Justin alone. We like him doing all the talking because he knows heaps and the others do too, but in different stuff. She said, don't mess with Kyle. He's a secret CEO. Don't you worry, mate. I see it in his eyes. Okay, cool. Thanks for all the comments, Cassandra.
We appreciate your comments, guys. So go to the YouTube channel
of
Faith FM and find The Perfect Storm and type away.
Yes, I'd like somebody to try and counter Cassandra with funnier comments than Cassandra. That's your challenge. If you've got something funny to say, please. Cassandra needs some company there. Getting into the news, sorry for the slow start. It's a sleepy week. Here, Dave Hughes.
What's happened in your world, Kyle? You have to announce here.
Well, my wife has multiplied. One human became two humans officially this week.
Beautiful little girl.
Yes. So the sleep is a little bit patchy at the moment. But if you would like to send your DoorDash vouchers to the South New South Wales Conference Office, that's at 3 McKay Gardens, Turner 2612. Then I will happily receive them and put them to good use.
God bless you, mate.
Dave Hughes goes, oh, here we go. We're on Zoom today, so things are a bit different. Dave Hughes goes bang on politics in Australia. Dave Hughes, I thought he used to be a little bit center of left, but it seems he's fed up.
He's a comedian. He famously works on Channel 10. Well, that's mostly. He's a stand-up comedian. But he has been on – they don't have that show on anymore, do they, on Channel 10? I don't actually get free to air
TV. The Project?
the project.
I think it was
he was
canceled.
On there all the time. So he's definitely left of centre. Definitely left of centre. Good Aussie guy, Victorian. Bit fed up, Kyle, with what's going on in the state of Victoria.
Yes, and then maybe he's like old enough now that he's ready to retire and he's happy to speak out about it. Maybe he's been harbouring these feelings for some time. I don't know.
But let's just put this in the context. This is about current events in light of Bible prophecy. There's a shift on, folks, and it's a significant social shift within our community. We have been way out on the left on progressive, secular, anything goes, crazy, overturning just normal biology even. That swing has come back now, and we know it won't stay in the center. It won't come back to the center. A swing by its nature means it's going to go way out over to the right. And that's what I think we're living through, Kyle. And to see guys that were very left of center to actually be sounding like One Nation or Pauline Hanson, the fact that that party now is the most popular party in Australia, that's another tell, if you like, that there's a swing in our society from left crazy, your hair on fire about all their issues. Now the hair is on fire about all the right-wing issues. And people are moving, mate. They're moving en masse.
Yeah, we'll try and pull up those One Nation stats in a second. You've also got an ABC star, Charlie Pickering, turning on his own network over the Grace Tame hire. I don't know if he turned on him. He just said it's problematic.
We should explain who Grace Tame is and why.
I actually need an education there as well.
She won Australian of the Year a few years ago. She went through a terrible ordeal as a young person with sexual abuse.
Right.
But she's got super political. She snubbed the Prime Minister famously and has become very free Palestine, anti-Israel, and very controversial. And for the ABC to employ such a... And she's way out on the left. And the left now is not just, I have a different view on things. They're protesting, very extreme. We're polarizing as a society into all these extreme corners. And the ABC, which is... Remember, it's funded $1.3 billion or whatever it is a year by Australia's taxpayers. That is... I think the ABC is going to suffer some big loss here soon. When we get a more conservative government elected, they're going to come after them. And so making decisions like that are really controversial. And again, this is a guy that's right out on the left, and he's talking now. He's moving over to the center, more to the right. And another tell we live in. See, the last events in Earth's history that are described in Revelation 13, they're not going to be brought in by the left. They're going to be brought in by Christian nationalists and wanting people to come back to God through legislation and through politics. So that's why this is very significant. That's why we do this show.
Yep. So the polls are saying that apparently there's at least four major polls that have One Nation on par with Labor or ahead of Labor. So
Kyle, I've got to say, you are looking tired, mate. Why are you so tired, mate?
Oh, I probably look a bit pale just because of the lighting. Let me change the color of this light. Hang on. There we go. How about that?
Oh,
there's
okay.
A bit of color.
How's the little one sleeping?
Like a four-day-old or something, you know, on and off.
We haven't got a name yet, have we?
We're pretty close. We're pretty close to her.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's a beautiful little kid.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Takes after daddy. It's true.
That's not true. Anyway.
What was with that tangent? We're talking about One Nation here.
Oh, you're yawning away there.
Oh,
mate.
I forgot that I was on camera.
You're looking smashed from being a new dad.
Right. I might have forgotten.
Sorry, let's go back to One Nation.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it would be hard to see it not happening right now. Now, is there 2 years still to go before the next election?
There's 2 years.
Right. So.
And so things are, what's going to happen? Like, this is the other thing about the times that we're living now. What used to take a month is now like a day. Everything is sped up, and 2 years is an eternity, even though time's going so fast. It just, so many things will happen. In we put out a show in the middle of the week, and by Friday it's like out of date because there's so many big things happening all the time, all around the globe. So, yeah, it seems an eternity away for the next election in Australia, but it's not looking good for the current government and the other parties.
What's the quote about information will run to and fro at the end of time?
Daniel 12, yeah. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase.
Knowledge shall increase.
That was as Daniel was told about the end of the world.
Right. Well, I've got the chart on screen. I've just realized you're not looking at the screen that I'm looking at, thanks to Zoom. But, yeah, we've got One Nation at 29 points, Labor at 26, the coalition down at 20, the Greens at 13. So they're ahead in some polls.
And more on the shift.
Do you think
we're living through a seismic shift that wouldn't have been predicted?
Do you think Labor will wake up and sort of try and center their policies a bit more within 2 years, or do you think the drunk sailors will keep spending?
Well, okay, let's stand back. And this is happening all over the world. What's the big issue all over the world? Immigration. Now, we've just got to say in this show, we love immigrants. Jesus was, as a baby, he went to Egypt as an immigrant. You know, this is not about immigrants are bad.
The church in Australia is probably growing the most.
Sorry?
The church in Australia is probably growing the most because of the immigration as well.
We benefit from it for sure, from the Pacific. Yeah. Our brothers and sisters who are believers in Jesus are coming in. We love that. But we're all around the world, Islamic immigration particularly is causing huge friction. And our government has just made a decision because we've got some really bad economic numbers and their budget has gone over like a lead balloon. Right. It is not flying. So what's their response? They've upped the immigrant, the amount of immigration coming to Australia. What they don't understand, Kyle, they have created Pauline Hanson's success. They are the ones with their policies that are not in vogue now. People have had enough. The housing crisis is so acute. I got my power bill, mate. I've got a 10 kVA solar system, and our power bills were on the positive a few years ago.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to say what it is, but my wife texted me it immediately because it's ridiculous.
You mean that energy is getting more expensive? I thought the government told us that we were a rich nation with lots of natural resources and, you know, we were really abundantly wealthy.
People's faith in what the government tells them is zero, mate, because their lived experience is not as it describes. It's like the old Don Trump, he's just saying how great the war's going in Iran. He would say that if it was a complete disaster, which it probably is. People don't believe that anymore. Their lived experience is not equating to what they're being told.
Yeah.
And so there's a massive credibility issue.
Yeah. And then next story we've got on the screen, Angus Taylor absolutely annihilating in this person's opinion, Anthony Albanese in Parliament over Labor's out-of-control migration disaster. Taylor demanded answers on why importing 1.4 million people is Albo's only trick for growth while Australians suffer. And instead of answering, he ran away from the question with an embarrassing, irrelevant rant about fuel reserves.
Okay. Well, that's politics, and that's what politicians do. But the reality is it's a lazy form of economics just to bring more people in and create growth.
Right.
But the big fear for Australia is we're going to suffer stagflation. Inflation is going. The cost of energy is the base of all your economic cost. Everything's affected by the cost of energy. And due to the war in the Middle East, due to our obsession with climate change and our need to build these
windmills
and power grids, they're putting up this power line here. You know that in Australia, what they did, they didn't actually get them to quote on this. Every dollar they spend, the government said, we'll give you $1.20. So what are they doing? They're spending and spending and spending and not stopping spending.
For what project are you talking about?
Oh, the snowy scheme down here, Snowy 2.0.
So it wasn't like a job. They said, we'll do the job for $5 million. They just said, do the job and we'll just give you 20% on top.
We'll give you $1.20 for every dollar you spend. Huh. And I had a concrete truck at my place the other day pouring a slab, and the driver was saying he'd just come from one of their slabs. There were the same size slab as we were doing with two people. Hmm. He said they had 17 guys there.
Hmm.
And that's on my power bill. That's on your power bill. This is not going to make power cheaper. This is going to really get out of control soon.
Hmm.
In a way that is going to cause the government to fall. There's no question. And why is Pauline successful? Because of the current government's policies.
I was going to say, I wonder if she's going to have like a Doge department to cut some spending or something.
Well, the sad thing is that her kids all have to pay for it. It's all debt.
Mm.
We don't have this money. It's just debt. So it's exciting to me to see the shift going on and to be living in exciting times. But it's also, if you didn't know the good news about Jesus returning to the world, if all you knew was what you're seeing now,
right.
It's thoroughly depressing, mate. Thoroughly depressing, and people are not happy.
Sky News has actually stolen the title of our show, and on screen now there's a story from, is that Peter Credulin, that lady? They're calling it the perfect storm. With Treasurer Jim Chalmers mocked for celebrating a housing market slump after the tax reform changes that they've announced in their budget.
Capital gains tax increase, highest on planet Earth now, getting rid of negative gearing, and then you've got the world thing and the cost of energy going up.
Mm.
This is not – the future doesn't look like the past. And people will get angry very quickly. And that's why I really believe we will see quite a right-wing government come to power in Australia.
Mm.
Why does that worry us, Kyle?
Why does that worry us? Well, short-term or long-term?
Hey?
Short-term, it might be a little bit fun, you know, to see the shift. But, of course, it depends how hard right it swings, how fast the pendulum kicks back, you know.
That's the problem. And what the Bible's describing is as this return to Christianity in the political world, not the spiritual. It's not through the preaching of Billy Graham and a revival come through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It's through elections and senators.
Mm.
And when the church and the government start to speak together, you know you're in for a dark ages. And at the end of time, we get a little mini dark ages, not a big 1,000-year one like we saw in Bible prophecy, the 1,260 days. We get this intense short one where the church and the government, the first thing to happen, the image to the beast is formed.
Mm.
And that's, I think... And we won't know until it actually happens, but I think we're living through such a significant shift. And our perfect storm title is with all these other things, AI and war and all of the economic debt, everything is converging at once.
Mm.
And they're using that title, Perfect Storm, which we stole from a movie anyway, Kyle.
Oh, did you?
Well, there's a very good movie
about
off America, a true story. Perfect Storm.
You mentioned Billy Graham. It made me think of this guy. You can't see his face. But get on YouTube and you'll be able to see it. 10 gangsters plotted to kill Billy Graham, but what God did was unbelievable. This guy shares his testimony where he was the one that made the guns. He called them zip guns or something. I'm not familiar. Yeah. What are they? Did you used to make those?
I don't know, mate. Probably be able to get them some through sort security of, would be the idea.
Yeah, some sort of homemade gun thing. Have you heard the story or not?
No.
It's powerful. If you want to listen to that at home, just look up. I just typed in men who tried to assassinate Billy Graham and you'll find the story. But basically, they all go to a huge stadium rally that Billy's holding.
Yeah.
And they're there to kill him. And they just can't fathom why there's so many other people in the crowd. And anyways, the power of the gospel. I'm going to let you guys watch it and you can comment in the YouTube comments.
He was a powerhouse preacher. I love Billy Graham.
So
speaking of killings, this shocking thing that's happened in England this week, I actually had a real emotional reaction to watching the footage.
Right.
The footage was horrendous, mate.
And I refuse to watch the footage.
Yeah.
I've got it on screen now. So December 3, Henry Novak, an 18-year-old white British student, was murdered in the city of Southampton, England, by Vikram Digwa, a 23-year-old British Sikh man who cut and stabbed him 5 times with a dagger. And when the officers showed up to the situation, they decided to arrest the white guy who was stabbed, despite him saying that he was...
And Kyle, hurt. Again, let's qualify. Sikh people, there's good Sikh people, there's good Christian people, there's bad Aussies, there's good Aussies. It's not about that.
Sure.
And unfortunately, he's walking on his own home from a party. He's stabbed 6 times. The Sikh family call the police when they realize this has gone bad and say, we've been attacked racially. Hmm. So the police turn up in England, and here's this 17-year-old kid. He's saying, I've been stabbed, I can't breathe. And the police officer says, no, you haven't, mate. Just puts handcuffs on a dying kid and reads their rights and arrests him as he dies. Hmm. And they say, oh, he's not responsive. His pupils aren't moving. Yeah, he's dead now because you just thought, let's arrest him because terrible racial slur had been made. Hmm. No, the kid had been stabbed to death. Hmm. And this again is why England, like Australia, like America, like Germany, like France, is all lurching to the right all at the same time. Hmm. And these events will just speed that up.
Well, I've got Nigel Farage on the screen now saying, the fear of being called a racist was greater than dealing with Henry Nowak's murder. We should respond to this with pure cold rage. Britain's historic way of life is being thrown away. It's quite a powerful shift that's happening in the UK in politics because of all of this.
Your Tommy Robinsons and those guys will become the centre of that political movement. Nigel Farage is cleaned up in the last lot of elections. Mm-hmm. He's reform. He's only 2 year old, his party. Just like Pauline, he's crushing it in the polls. Mm-hmm. Same events, same things going on over there is going on here. And what do we have in Australia? Especially if you live in Victoria. God bless Victoria. They love a machete down in Victoria, Kyle. They just they're right into these machetes.
Mm. No. I thought they had the drop bins, the $300,000 steel bin, and they got rid of all the machetes.
I forgot.
You forgot about that.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Same stuff.
L.A., California. We got it. Is it like this is all city and then state elections? Is that right?
The race for the governor of California, which is. I think they're the 6th largest economy on earth, just California. It's an amazing state.
Right.
But it's really been under duress. And the mayor, the race for the LA mayor is also going on. And the Mavericks, the right wingers have come up. This is a very blue Democratic state where Republicans haven't won really since Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's been dominated by left-leaning politics. Mm. Well, that's changing, mate.
Mm.
What have you got on the screen?
So I've got Steve Hilton rages against Democrats trying to steal the governor's race in California with weeks of counting votes. We are not going to let them steal this election. We are going to win. Steve Hilton being a Republican at 27% and Xavier Becora at 25%.
Steve Hilton has a British accent. He had a show on Fox News.
Right.
That's how conservative he is. And to think that he's, like, got a chance is pretty unreal.
Apparently there's a rule that allows ballots to be counted for up to 7 days after the election and that we are confident that the Supreme Court will rule this illegal. And then there's the mayoral race in LA with Karen Bass. She's definitely in the lead at 35%, but at 30% is Spencer Pratt. Have you seen some of his commercials? He's doing all these AI commercials. Yeah. So in terms of marketing, he's done an outstanding job. But
he shouldn't be able to win that race. That it's a very left Democrat city.
Mm.
But and the fires, he lost his house in the fire. He's got a caravan basically parked on, what are those airstreams? Or
the silver pill-shaped thing.
Yeah. Parked on where his house was. So it's that anger from all those events that has brought them to the fore.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing that in such a blue area city, he's got 30% of the vote already.
Well, he's a white male as well. That's not the people that should be able to win in that type of environment.
Yep. Iran and the Gulf states, what's happening there at the moment?
Boy, Kuwait. Did you see? Have you got the footage of them bombing the airport at Kuwait?
I do have some footage, and other footage is still loading and not working.
For the people on the radio, the international airport at Kuwait. Remember, Kuwait was in the first Iraq war.
Right.
It got invaded by Iraq. The Iranians have bombed a civilian terminal. And I don't see how Trump can get out of this now. He can't walk away while they're doing this sort of stuff. And the Congress have just voted in America to strip Donald Trump of his war powers to continue the war there. The Senate will probably not go that way, but it's certainly a token to say a lot of people don't want to be involved in America, in the Middle East, but they've started it now. How do they stop? And St. Petersburg, mate, you're the expert on Finland.
We throw the word expert around extremely loosely on this episode.
Well, you've been there.
Yeah.
You're married. Like, Finnish.
I went there once or twice.
Evelina, your wife, is a Finnish girl that grew up there, not far from the capital of Finland, Kyle.
So I went, we did go for a drive to somebody's house for an event, and we were, I think, 5 minutes from the border, and that's about an hour and a half, 2 hours from St. Petersburg.
What's happened to St. Petersburg?
I've been over in that area. I'm just looking it up now. Among them was the Petersburg oil terminal. The distance from Ukraine's state border to this facility of Russia's oil industry, which serves as the war, is 1,100 kilometers. Purely military targets.
Their drone strikes are going over 1,000 kilometers. AI-led drones. They're not got some guy with goggles steering it. These things are going themselves, and the footage is powerful. They hit one of the Russian corvettes, like a destroyer, and destroyed it. That war that's just simmering away in the background, thousands being killed every week. And it seems to me that Ukraine is starting to win.
Which is a fascinating concept. Even Finland actually had some lockdowns in one of their cities there for a day because one of the AI drones had gone off course, apparently coming up from Iran or from, one of the other states there, countries. So it's heating up. So with all of this going on, would there be a way biblically to predict who's going to win these wars?
You know, I want to promote the little magazine that we've been trying to get into people's hands. A lot of people are putting their hands up and getting it. The code word, Kyle, that they put out is secret.
Secrets.
What's the number?
Secrets is the word. You text that word and that word alone to 0482 082 876, and that will be sent out to you. So that is the word secret to 0482 082 876.
I don't think we can predict what will happen in any specific little war, but we know the big stuff that we're heading to. And in all honesty, we're past time here on this planet. The events that are rolling down the hill are speeding up. That's why we do this every week. We're trying to get people aware to get ready. And the most important thing is don't be stressing about all this, building bunkers and thinking that will get you through. Your bunker you have is a spiritual one, and that's having a Bible, reading your Bible every day, praying every day, and just trusting the Lord Jesus Christ with your life. You'll be just fine. He's going to get you through. He doesn't lose people.
Amen. Thanks for your time, Justin. Thanks for joining us on Zoom. If you're listening in the radio, in the car, thank you for joining us. Check us out on YouTube. Please send your comments over there. Please come and contend with Cassandra's epic rants. We love you, Cassandra. Thank you. And Justin, do you want to close us with prayer?
Let's do that. Father, we want to thank you today for Jesus, that he has warned us before all these things take place so we wouldn't be caught unaware. We wouldn't be caught short, but we would be ready and waiting when he returns to the world. We pray for the poor people caught up in the conflicts in Ukraine and Russia on both sides, Lord, in the Persian Empire, Iran, and the American soldiers and sailors and airmen. We just pray for all of those people today. We would see Jesus come, Lord, in all his glory. Keep us faithful to that great promise, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your time. We'll see you next week.